end of this week, Bush in the Alpes, Mitzvah and Tzitzis, which is the word of Chazal, Shokol Kenegel Kol, and this is, Hayu, in a certain Bechina, in a certain aspect, it represents the idea of all Mitzvahs. We saw that the Alkut says, that when Tzitzur Achrei Lavachan Achrei Nechem, and it was Mehu in the Alkut, that's suddenly up, it says the Parsha Tzitzis helps you voice the Surah Achrei Lavachan Achrei Nechem. Mehu of the Alkut, that the Naim and the Lev are the spies and the Zanim of the Guf, right? That's what they bring you straight. Not be loyal to the Bar-Elam. And Tzitzis, I know the Musik of Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Tzitzis, Fat, and Mitzvahs Becholius, there what keeps us loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? So the Moshe, the Alkut was, it's like a rope. Can you hear the fact that Tzitzis are strings? Marum is in this. It's like a rope, it's like someone who's in a yam, who's thrown overboard, and he's drowning in a yam. And the captain throws him a rope, and he says, hold on to it. And we saw the captain doesn't actually take him onto the ship. He's still in the yam, but he's connected, he's holding on to the captain. I explained that this, the Alkut is being mamshel, the marshal, this world is a yam. This world is a yam, which is dangerous. The Lashon of the Alkut was, if you don't hold onto the rope, you're going to be lost. The Lashon of the Sharm is, that this world is rabim boy hamachikim imen yisbarach. It's filled with things that distance us from the Eibishter. If we don't have somebody that's going to keep us connected, we're going to be lost. The Lev and the Einayim, so susceptible, they're so pulled by everything. The things that are control our rotzen, pulls us farther and further away, pulls us away from the Bar-Elam. We need something that can connect us to higher. The Musik of Mitzvah Tzitzis, the idea of Mitzvahs that we've been discussing, that a person's Meshabit is Ritzoyne, the idea of Mitzvahs, he becomes totally Ritzoyne is Baruch. His Ratzin is not in his control. He realizes, and he takes every Mitzvah is another pill, he absorbs this dosage. And this ma'isa, I was totally mishabin myself to the Bo'er Yisbarach, he slowly becomes mishubid, the Ritzon Yisbarach. And B'chiyai Gavna, according to Lashon Valley Shore, he's this Aleh, he elevates from Shuris Aleh. Shuris Aleh is the matzav, they're under the control of the Lev and the Einayim. And the only way to get out of that is mitzvahs is in the Aleh of the person. That's in the Sikkum we saw at the end of last week. I want to try to take it a little further and understand this idea of what it means that mitzvahs are ba'etzem like a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bond with the Bar Olam. Although we're left in the Yam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not in the Gan Eden, we're not in the Mabu, we're in the Yam. But you can forge a bond with the Bar Olam through mitzvahs that saves you. I want to take it a step further tonight. The Lashon of Ali Shur, the Makam Acher. And he talks about mitzvahs and the kesher of mitzvahs and Torah. The nusach is, I don't have to say, every nusach is meduk to God Moriv. It's not gizmoyis, it's not stam l'shenis. The nusach is that besitzes, mitzvahs, I'm sorry, b'mitzvahs, we enter the nichnas, b'mitzvahs are the nichnas l'reshusoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he's in the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's mekabel or through the Torah. The Torah is the or that he gets from the Bar El. But first you have to be b'shusay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's b'shusay HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha. The Beis HaMikdash, everyone. The Beis HaMikdash will be standing. Today everyone will understand. We enter the Beis HaMikdash, where we enter the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in the streets. We're in sound. You don't feel like you're in the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvahs is dafka where the guf of person, the person enters the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to try to explain that tonight. See, after Shema, I want to tonight start slowly building a little bit what a mitzvah is. Until now, we're going to keep on focusing on that. Until now, we've been very, very strong with the dafka. Shtal Avet, the Yisrael of mitzvahs, It's kula in all shibur achiv. It's the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not asking me if I want to do this for him. He's telling me I must do it. I'm a tzuvah, I'm mukhrach, I have no choice. It's a ma'isa avdus. Mitzvahs lav lohanis nevim. Le'evit, to be an ol on tzavoreim. One of the problems, which we explained in Tosfos, that's over the mile of a mitzvah, but one of the problems, and the ikar problems of this is that what happens to our ego? What happens to ourselves? What happens to what we want to do? The whole resistance of mitzvahs is our this idea of tzivui is the musik of shuiris leiv, the musik that I want to be in control, I want to be able to do what I want to do. And I'll add, the frat if it's, I want to do good things, right? I'm not talking about someone who wants to know that's close thing, wants to know theirs. I want to do good things. I want to do good things. But I want to do it because I want. Not because the Hebrew is mocking me. I want to do it because I want. No, that also not. You're not trying to explain so many times. You're not trying to accomplish anything, mitzvahs. You're mechulim mitzvahs. Kasha tivani yazbar yazbar. This brings, like we saw, to tremendous resistance. The rotzen and the whole ego. The whole ego. The hainu, the whole sense, our whole sense of identity gets squashed. Subdued, suppressed. Where does it go? That's the question. Seder, you know, Spazbir, that Yemuchach, Yematakamuch. Where does that go? Where does the I, where does the individuality of the person, where does it go? So, the Sabbath Shema, the Hemshech weeks, we're going to see a lot, we're going to talk a lot about that. I'm going to build a lot of different avenues and a lot of different nekudas. And then we want to be a slow, open up a little bit. The first thing we're talking about is a little bit. And this is going to be always the second level, the second akuda that comes out of mitzvahs. With Shabbat Shema, we're going to start going for that. It's only how we spoke about the akuda of Avdus, which is about the absolving of self, the subservience. It's not you, it's not what you want, you're not in control. You mentioned two members of Chazal. One is and Eved has so little sense of self, sense of being, he can't make a kingdom. A few sugars in Shas to try to find out how Eved could have money. It's very hard to figure out how Eved could have money. Can't have money. Can't, doesn't have his own bios. Masha Eved Kamekarabe. We bought the lotion. It says, Zohar says that an Eved less leaning on Ikun, same type of Nusach. He doesn't have a sense of self, he doesn't have anything. In the Maiz, we only mention one side of the coin. It's only one side of the coin. The Maiz and Chazal are two other Nisrois, which Dafka show the godless on that. The Din and Halacha, Keneged, Mashi, Kone Eved, Kone Rabbe, not Keneged, but the Hemshech. It also says, Yad Eved, Ki Yad Rabbe. What does that mean? It's probably the Marba Metzia twice. It's on the desk. One place the Gemara says it like this. You know, Shlucha Shalom Kamoisoi. Marita Gazach, Ruben gets sent Shimon, and Shimon could present, could represent. Ruben, Ruben's one place, Shimon's another place. The Marba Metzia Tzadik Vov says that there's a tzad that even something a Shliach can't do for somebody, but a Yad and Eved could do. The Gemara says, that if someone has to make for his nidre ishto, he has to hear the neder. Could a shliach be yitzazan? It's as if he heard. A shliach hears, could it be as if the baal heard? I'm not sure. Is go shluch shalom kamoisa go that far? And the Gemara says, even if you say shluch shalom kamoisa can't go that far, aber yad evit yad rabo is better, because an evit is a greater representative of the ev of the rabbi, and he's more kamoisa than a shliach. This is already a mile and a half. Chaim Kaevsky, was living and he had sent a shliach. There'll be certain things he can't be kamoisa, but if you have an eved, you'll be able to represent Chaim and some things that a shliach can't represent. Can you more kamoisa? It's a giant. Because Gemara and Shmuz, second Chazal, Shmuz and Zayin and Beis, Lashon Gemara is eved melech kemelech. This Eved, when we look at Eved, it's a lesson of Eved, and it's somebody who doesn't have anything, doesn't have money. It's for the lower class people. Eben Melech, he becomes an Eben Melech, he all of a sudden becomes like a Melech. He elevates him like a Melech. What's the Deutsch? So I'm even yelling, and now we're going to start opening up the Oymek of the Sugya, the Havadah. Because Mashakana Eved, because an Eved Leslie Migar Meklum, and because Mashakana Eved, he's Dafka to be higher than a Shliach, he could be more like the Rabbi and he could become a Kamelech. It doesn't say a Sarah Melech is Kamelech, the officer, the head officer, the vice president is like the, it doesn't say that. But the Eved of the president could be like the president. Yeah. Why? Maybe no one will tell. What's the Taichim and Eved? And this again, we're going to knock this in. This is totally, this Chelik, and forever, it's an endless line, it's an end of a life, it's going to be Keneged Har Netir. But that's, yeah, that's, Avdus is the first step of Avdus is that you don't initially have really your own Ratzon. The recognition. Hashem gave us a Ratzon, but we really recognize that we're in Rishus Yishal Kadosh Baruch Hu, and what dictates my day is Him. The Ratzon of the Mitzaveh is what dictates my life. What the Mitzaveh wants is my Ratzon. Okay. But what happens? If my Ratzon doesn't exist and only the Mitzaveh's Ratzon exists, what happens? Slowly my identity starts to be influenced by the Ratzon of the Mitzaveh. My Ratzon slowly starts to take pattern and starts to think and want what the Mitzaveh wants. You can never happen without this. Chaim Kanevsky had a very choshev of Mishamish. But the Mishamish, let's say, he's not an Eved, let's say. But he, I decide, I myself want to come close to go to the Mikra of Chaim because I want to get all kinds of Ashkos. But you decided, right? So it's coming from your Ratzon, your Ratzon exists. But an Eved, day in and day out, it goes, he thinks today, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing until I hear from Chaim. I don't hear until I hear from God. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing today. That means my Ratzon doesn't exist. So what happens? Slowly, he starts to become a Kamoisa of Melech, Eved Melech, Melech, Rabbi Guzman. The identity of the Eved becomes heightened. And who and who he is, he's obviously a different person than the Melech's Ruvain and Shimon. But Shimon becomes Kemoisoi, a higher version of himself, becomes all of a sudden start becoming like the Melech. Because he is an Eved, he becomes Haitu. He becomes the Zalem. The Ramchal, in his form, it's both. Derech Hashem Das Tunis, he says, you saw it, which is in the word. All this time they talk about Chacham Tzeres. Shechaim, his Nusach, meaning now from Das Tunis, the Tzeres of Chaim Friedlander, it's in Kufn and Ches. He says a big Yisoy. At the very early long, when he put us in this world, he put us on the world, he had to run, to Rishim is Dabi. One of the Ikka ways in this Dabi, the thing is that we have Shutfis with him. Listen to the word Shutfis. Mali HaKosav Yashim HaAymar. Shutfis. Shutfis apart, it's equal to a certain equality between Shutfim. He says that the Borei Olam has a job to do in this Bria. He wants to create a Bria. He created a Bria. In one of the Sukhs, he created a lot of extraneous things that are missing. This Choshech. This thing that are not apparent. Kiddush Hashem, Ori Yisbarach. And the job and our job in this world is to fill this world with the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who does that? The Eibishter or us? I'm reading from Lashon of the Ramchal. V'hine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechalek me'etzim ha'nagoso l'kleiz Yisrael. The way he runs the world, he gives over to l'kleiz Yisrael. L'yoy shutfes imoy ba'ashlom ha'sabriya. She'ehu yizboch misakein mitzar echod, v'hin, he means l'kleiz Yisrael mitzar acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shutfim, he's doing part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing part, and he'll, we're doing part. What's called the Saki Noil and Mamalchu Shaddai? What's that called? We have a chilek in that, and we are shushan. Only we could do it. Ubabchina Zois, and this is being one mocker. Shechaim also brings this. Amu Chazal b'medrash Shirashim at the posik Yoinosi Tamosi. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls Klal Yisrael Yoinosi Tamosi. And Klal Chazal Darshan Tamosi Te Oymosi, my twin. What does it mean, my twin? Zok, Zemchal means that there's a certain equality. Klal Yisrael could bring Oymri Yisbarach, and only they could bring Oymri Yisbarach to Bria. Because Baruch Hu wants to massacre in this world, and we could do his work. The greatness of a human being and the achrayus that's on us, the greatness of Eden, it's the effort to describe that Kadosh Baruch Hu was shutfim in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shutfim in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know someone who worked under the Rasher and they were stuck about it. You don't know how great he feels. He's working. He's on his team. We're working together. That's wrong. Okay. What has happened? Reading now from Mchal, and I'm going to read. Mchal is Niskat, in the beginning of the Ramadan, I spoke. And said, we spoke about it. Chazal says, so Tosfos already understands why. Why is the Ein Mitzvah is doing the same exact mitzvah, but he's doing it voluntarily out of the goodness of his heart? And why is Mitzvah Oisa better? So he said the Ver of Tosfos. And the answer of Tosfos is that we're looking dafka for the oil, for this oros of the Yetzer Hara. The Machal says, not Machal. I'm going to see you soon how it's Mashiach Mashiach. The Machal, he's not as much as not Machal. Zochter, I'm reading the Koyach Avoida Atzmoy. The koyach of avoida, which is pinesak in the bria, ainay nitel miyodi is barach. A human being doesn't have the avoida to make tikkunim in the bria. Let's just maybe give that translation. Tikkunim in the bria means, because Baruch Hu created the world with chesaron. When this chesaron is no shefa, because Baruch Hu wants that the world should be filled with kedushas, as Baruch Hu should be shefa v'moshe, bringing back the hostages. That comes from tikkunim in the bria, bringing shalom bayis in the world, so bringing that to be less kids going off the derech. What happens? How does that happen? There's a lomos. There's things happening in the lomos. How does that happen? The Torah says, I don't know this. Zok, the Ramchal, that koyach to do tikkunim in the bria. Where did it come from? Zenol mashenosel hem b'shas matan Torah. U'mishemekayim v'chadish v'kol echad v'echad tamid. It was given originally matan Torah and it says chadish v'chol yoyin. Torah is the key of matan Torah every day. The theory is that there is no hefesh between the mitzvah and the oisah and the mitzvah and the if you did the same exact mitzvah, Reuven did a mitzvah and Shimon did a mitzvah. Come on, Tefillin. Shimon's mitzvah is misakad elomos. There are 10 babies in Shaar Tzedek born from Shimon's mitzvah. There are 10 kids in a modern Orthodox high school who are coming closer to their Rebbe because from Shimon's mitzvah. What's the difference? What does it mean? What would happen before Matan Torah? What happened with that besides the Torah itself? It's up there. It became a love of Avosai was not an emchila koyach lishma kol mitzvah isov. So after Ramchal, two things happened that moment. First of all, he gave him the koyach to watch mitzvahs. The person says, I keep all time mitzvahs. The first, we got, the reason we did, the guy puts us on the third, we got koyach from Shemakor mitzvahs.
Here it's a higher power, it's not simple, something naturally wouldn't happen. Because God gave it to Lean. It's Vings. Shemaseya Mabedose Yasu Apriyatoy, the Tikkun in the Beer. The King Bishas Pitzin Beer. What he said later on, that we're the Shufim. We're the Shufim. To be poil. To be Masaka, almost to Mashpia, unbelievable, Mashpia. Mashpia, Shefat, Mashpia, different things in the world. We got that in the mitzvahs. Okay, so is that the mikra? If you read the Machal, it's some sort of magic wand. It's some sort of koyach, el yoin, moifis, some kind of koyach skuli that Kesh Bochu gave us. No. We're now going to read the Machal and Derech Hashem, and Dvorah Gomokam Achaz Mashal, what he says here. Derech Hashem, Chur, Mamash Ashlom, this will be Ashlom and Zerinik. And Derech Hashem, Chiladal Peradvot, he's talking about Tehillah, and specifically against the Kriya Shema, Tefillin, and Tzitzis. And here he's talking about Tzitzis. We started off with Tzitzis today, and Hemshech, Mamshech Tzitzis. The Inyan Omoit Mizeh, I mean, Lashon Mechal. The Inyan Omoit Mizeh Nichol Oid B'mitzvah Zuh. What is the idea of Tzitzis? Tzitzis is a simen of avdus. In the Makar HaZorim, there's a sugya in Menachas and Emrim Rabbeis, looking at places over there. The Gemara says, Kipir Tzitzis to a choysim shel tit. A seal of tit, it's a man's seal. Tzitzis explains that avodim used to wear a signature of tit that showed that they were avodim. They were branded. Tzitzis is a brand of simen. They were avodim. This shows that we are shubit and vayra. We're speaking about the whole zman. We're shubit. We can't decide what we want to do. We are shubit to return his baruch. We don't have our own opinion. V'hine, mitan la'odom liyis nesakim es kol habriya kemavur b'chelik rishon. Earlier in Derech Hashem, which is the same story you said in Das Funas, we have a role to the nesakim kol habriya. What does Klal Yisrael do? We work for the Borei Olam. We're on his team, we're in his company. That we have to shtelavet the Bria, asher bara al hamatzav anir tzimen yisbarach. We have to align the Bria lefi the Eibishter. We could do that with our tzitzis, with our Torah, with our stalker. V'ulam ze yoytzi mimaisa odom upuloysav sheyifal kafi haTorah v'hamitzvah olam. This is you say we still in the Tunis. Then we are shufim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here comes the clincher, that's what we want. Om nom. Klal kol avoida azois. Dying with the whole ability to be shufim with the Eibishter. Oy mir al yisoy echot. It all stands, shteltzich, it all stands on one big yisoy, on one foundation. What is that? Shehu heyoyis ha'odam avdoi shel aboyrei yizborach. The whole ability for the person, for the Yid, to be able to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work in this world, to be able to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work in this world, to be a Shliach, or better, an Eved Karavoy, is only if he's an Eved. Shenimtzu le'ayinin azeh shel tikkun habriyah hufka b'yodei. That's the mitzvah of Alisa that the last Tunis has said. That was given to him on the fact that he's an Eved. Shalkein adover hazeh matzliach biyodoi. Only then does his actions matzliach u'maisav magiyim lohoylit terlodoi seyla. What the Ramchal Das Munis is called the Paris of a Tikkun HaBriya. It's only if he's an Eved. Ulam klal mitzias hayoyz masazel odom. This burden that's on the mensch to be an Eved. Nikr ula yizbarach sha'olov ka'ol odom al after. And when you wear tzitzis, he says, you strengthen this idea of being an Eved. You want to know what you get at being the Eved Yisborach? You become a Kadosh Baruch Hu's partner. You become a Kadosh Baruch Hu's partner. If you could have a straight line, Kadosh Baruch Hu, how much would we pay for it? How much would we bid for it? Master Yerna goes $5,000. How much would it go for it? Have a straight line to our part of Yisborach. A Maisi Odom
Maisa, oh no, do you know many people? Do you know what it's Mashkiah? I always say, you get a shmeck of it, this is the nigla, not the nister. You get a shmeck of it, and you see another golu. Basher meets somebody for 2 minutes, he makes his year. You dream of the whole year, you get a 2 minute audience in Basher. How much ashpah did he do? How much ashpah did he have for 2 minutes of his? That's the nigla of his maisa. Do you know much more with his Torah, how much is Mashkiah? Why? Because he's a shotif for the Bar HaOlam. That's what I'm saying, you're my shotif.
How do you come to shotif for him? How can this ma'asim do pre-poil what a Kadosh Baruch Hu could do?
The answer is Yad Evek Yad Rabbi. The answer is Evid Melech Melech. Well, no, we'll get to it in a second.
Oh, but how is Yad Evek Yad Rabbi? Someone becomes Evid.
If I could just give a satire a little bit in the Yerotzin we made in Tzvon Adav, I've mentioned this a few times, all the Nyan that you work, you could daily, daily, that you have two simple mitzvahs every morning, sitzes and tefillin, you should be thinking about these things. Just think of that. But in the mitzvahs tefillin, we talk about it in the Yerotzin, well, you do say it, you don't say it, maybe we'll talk about the Hemshech, you should say it, you shouldn't say it. But at the beginning, you talk about the Sheba, and then you talk about the Shefa mitzvahs tefillin, the Smashech alai, the tikkunim, the things, the different things that come out. The Ramchal is saying the second one is totally 100% on the first one. The idea that with the mitzvahs we could do tremendous things in the Bria, and to us also, we miss Allah so much, is not a zaitig, a koyach, power HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. Oh, you could do... No. In the mitzvah of Oysa, the Hainu, the Ramchal pshat in mitzvah of Oysa, boitzach ha-toysis pshat in mitzvah of Oysa. Avtoisis is pshat in mitzvah oisa. Avtoisis says, the idea of a mitzvah oisa is that you don't have pasta salad, you have an oil, that you have a yitzahara. That's why you also got the mitzvah oisa. That's and only when you have that, is it going to be in shefa mitzvah filling, in smash of halai, al achirim, al save people, al be mashpia shefa rab. And as much as when you're wearing your tefillin, all your rotzen is nothing. For boy, exactly like Hashem wants. I must, not I want to. Tell me that's impossible. It's possible, and you could drive me to. You want to put on tomorrow? You won't ask you. Won't ask you if you want to put on tomorrow. The Hebrew shows not savvy to put on tomorrow. Again, this is so harsh. What do I say? I want to be a Tafshin Pevav guy. I want to be a Tafshin Pevav guy. I want to realize how great the mitzvahs are. You're not an Eved! You're not an Eved! You're not going to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shutif! You're not an Eved, you are your own words, and your male warsake wants to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Male warsake wants to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, can't do it. Your male warsake recognizes that his whole existence is an expression of the very animal. Which is, how do you recognize that? By doing mitzvahs, by mishabed mitzvahim chavim zbara. All of a sudden, your rotzen, my rotzen, gets raised. What happens when you put on tefillin, like the Brisker Rav, and your whole mitzvah is an old, just thinking about how doing Ratzon Hashem, what happens? So Yitzchak Zev's Ratzon starts becoming Ratzon Hashem. That's what it is. It's focusing on, for the hours wearing tefillin, it's all focusing on, what is Vos Vil the Eberste? Vos is Mitzah the Eberste? So all of a sudden he starts becoming, like the Eberste, the Ratzon Hashem. Now all of a sudden, that could be the Kuzmin Abri. That could be Ratzon Hashem. Miss Allah, you become a bigger person. Again, when we go over this pattern, you can't have this originally in mind, the driving force doing mitzvah, the steering wheel obey, because if you're doing this, doing mitzvah, you're doing it for yourself. It could be, maybe we'll talk about it, you could have this in the back of your mind. The front of your mind, though, you have, see who is Baruch. Rachman Amar Tikkun, Rachman Amar Neach Tfilin, Rachman Amar Sachi Pesitzis. In front of your mind, you can't have these graces out here. You can't have the mind the hostages, you can't have the mind this, whatever you have. You can't have the mind anybody else except for Tzibori Yisbara. You want to know, what am I going to get out of it? I'm becoming a squashed shmata? No. You're becoming a much higher version of yourself. You're becoming the ultimate version Hashem wants of you. You become the version of what Hashem wants of you. The only way to do that is Yad Evek Yad Rabbi. this perhaps you just bridged, you went from the first step of mitzvahs and we'll move on to the tellus of mitzvahs a little bit. But it's always going to be totally, we're never going to leave it. It's always going to be totally, the mitzvahs always start with the potesis tram, government of oiza. The chefts of the mitzvahs is always going to be that there's an oil, an oil. I feel pressure. If you ever get the only, it's only a privilege, it's only opportunity. That's not mitzvahs. There's a tremendous opportunity in mitzvahs, but that's not the first thing, it's an oil. It's an opportunity to be no, but so, then we can talk about the cause of the mitzvahs. We can move on and we can see how much we can produce the mitzvahs, then you become a higher type of a being, you become a being who's mushpat to the Baruch Yisborach. I want to just read a few minutes now, a few words from the Chazon Ish, a few of the things, Chazor, a few things that we've been speaking about. And Igus Chazon Ish first in Kufnun Gimel. This is the Etzem Ayid who has absorbed the message of mitzvahs. Who has done mitzvahs, he saw your mitzvahs. Chazon Ish in Chilbeis and Igus Chazon Ish Kufnun Gimel, he's obviously asking, if not so clear, but he's asking someone to forgive him that he was a little shy. And he was trying to say, if you understand better what my motives are in life, you'll forgive me better. He says like this. He says, I'm a broken person. Well, it's this famous Chazon Ish, right? It's a few places. I didn't have any pleasures in life. Besides that, I had a broken down body, a pained body, and a very sick body. I didn't have any other tanugim in life. The only oinig I have in my life is one thing, it's called Ratzon Kayim. It's the only thing that gives me pleasure in life is Ratzon Kayim. On the second side, the only tsar yoyser gomor mi kishlan gomor. There's nothing more painful to me than chas v'shalom the tzad that maybe I was nichshol in an aveir. Rabbi said lamduni, ki b'chol tnua tzorach l'siyayis in chelki ha'shon chanarech. Every move I make, I have to know the shon chanarech agree with the move. That's it. Ratzon Kayim. And I'm not a ben chorin, I'm adding my own shuris alayim to the side. The enemy by lomay el zois. The zois, that's your first zois. So he just translated what goes on in Chazon Ish's hearts. That's what we're at Tachos and Mitzvahs. Tachos and Mitzvahs become people who the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our whole world. That's our whole world. He says, that's why I have justice in me to ask you to down me kaschus and not to be machpid on the way I act with you. That's a taitch of the Chazon Ish. That's what we're aiming for. But in the name of what we've spoken in the past two rounds, there's an Igus Aleph, again, it's Aleph, he talks about the tzitzis. In the middle of the market, going to that's the famous tzitzis of the Chazon Ish. He talks about the shurim. But in the beginning, he gives a little bit of Adgon and then Hemshech of the tzitzis. The Bechlal talks about he's writing to somebody and telling him the place of mitzvahs. So he says, Torah is gross, but you need mitzvahs. And read a little bit from his words. The nefesh ha'odam is haneges al ha'chokhmah. The truth is, the person gets the most delight from chokhmah, which is Torah. Ha'chokhmah tishalach ha'sharsha al kal me'alev, this furrow is in the lave, and the Torah gets enrooted in the furrows of the lave. V'mimi ha'keshem en lev ha'odam ha'chokhmosu yonikur ma'avah. The fibers of the fabric of the tie, to the leva Adam and Chochma, that's Avas HaTorah, Avas Hashem. The teva Adam l'shtasheya mabuya Chochma. And the person, he delights in it, he gets enjoyment in when he's living in Sugyo, he's l'havel b'shozu kal tanu be'el mazeh. The emesis, like the Chazosh, when you're connected to a Sugyo, you're connected. El mazeh doesn't talk to you, b'cha. El mazeh is vanity, it dissipates, it's nothing, doesn't have what to offer. Ba'om no. It's our life story. Chaydakim are germs, there we go. Chaydakim balei eres, memalim kol avir oilam. These ruchniyadika germs that are poisonous, that fill the air oilam. L'shabish es ha'odam la'akir es ba'ate. They sully, they get the person, he gets dirty, his mind is not clear. L'hapich es an ongay, the only thing he gets from Torah l'tuga, it will turn into sorrow. Start saying, feel sad about things. U'le'hoiv, English is a beautiful Lashon always. Loiv is Hemayas Chutzes, Hemayim Lashon. May I humula, yearning. There's a yearning that comes deep in the stomach. The outside world sells to a person a yearning of Chutzes, anything external. It yearns what's being sold in the streets, what's intoxicating is. Oh, I need to be more involved in what's going on in the street.
Vitzvil Yaldus. And there are things that are ring of Yaldus. When a person, the kitzer, gets influenced by the street, by the Olam Hazeh, Kishrei HaChochmah Nutku. Zoch B'chazon Ish, you lose what you got from the Torah. The Torah is not enough. Chochmah is not enough. You lose those fabrics that V'chochmosoi Mistalekas Minenu. So what do you need? This was the first vad we spoke about this man. Umahim a Kishrei HaChochmah. What can allow you properly to Mekayim the bound of the Chochmah? Maisim. Hashem Estavol Yavad. You need that for physical Maisim. When you do mitzvahs, deyos of kanois, his deyos and Torah become much more havegeshtel, kfuois, vekayomois. V'lo ya'avsum chezyonis, tachsochois, v'yatzvu heruri v'lois. All the, what the street has to offer, it won't be able to start up with the permanence that mitzvahs created in your Torah. So this is the Hashem of the first vow. And now he talks to the person, and I'm going to tell you what I hold mitzvah sitzes. You know, I'm not reading it, I ain't showing what he says, we have mitzvah sitzes. And we should enjoy it. This week's and the Yalkut. Kishatiske lekayim mitzvah sitzes, after you do a kalocha. First he told him, do a locha. Targish simcha mufrezes, berikshe kodesh, likshor kesher shal kanyama in my Torah, my mitzvahs, the lichmas ima bris oivamim. What is the ikar simcha you have? You have an inextricable bond with the Torah and the mitzvahs that can never ever be taken away. What is that bond? That bond is what we spoke about the Yalkut. The bond is what we spoke about today. When you do mitzvahs in a way that you absolve your own rotzon in the yid, and your rotzon is shubit to the Borei Olam, so you slowly enter the domain of the Borei Olam. You start becoming what you belong to the Borei Olam, and you're tied to tzitzis. You're tied to sitzes, tying to the mitzvah and sitzes, and you're connected. The Rebbe Chaim Lish says that there's the biggest simcha in the world. I am forever belonged to mitzvah sitzes. I'm shluchei shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This is the game when you start with the mitzvah of Oisa and Toisus. Then you have the mitzvah of Oisa and Ramchal, plus it's the Kunim, the Abriya, and the Uftu of mitzvahs. Thank you.